FAQs about language.
This week's topic is language. Send us your questions and we will do our best to answer them. 1.
How many languages are there in the world?
There are about 7,000 different registered languages around the world today. Asia has 2,200 languages, while Europe has only about 260. The country with the most languages is Papua New Guinea, about 832. Many countries have more than one official language, but no country has as many as South Africa, 11 official languages. Finland has 2, while the US and the UK have no official languages at all.
2.
Which language has the most speakers? Is it Chinese?
Yes, Mandarin Chinese has more native speakers than any other language. The top 5 languages in the world are Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, English, Hindi, and Arabic.
3.
Which language is the hardest to learn?
This depends on your mother tongue. The closer the foreign language is to your own language, the easier it will be to learn. An Estonian student would probably find learning Finnish easier than learning Spanish, for example. It also helps if you are surrounded by the language you are trying to learn. If you are trying to learn English, it would be easier to learn if you actually spent some time in an English-speaking country. The longer the better.
4.
Is it true that if you play a recording of a foreign language while you're asleep, you will wake up speaking the language fluently?
No, unfortunately, this is not true. To learn a foreign language, you need to study and practice. No shortcuts.
5.
Which book has been translated into the most languages?
The Bible. If we don't count religious books, there are 2 children's books that are next on the list, Pinocchio and The Little Prince. These 2 books are available in almost 300 different languages around the world. Have you read them?
6.
Can animals talk? And what do they say?
Many of them can, but not like us, as most of them don't have vocal cords. Sometimes we can guess what they're saying. It's mostly things like, I'm hungry, or leave me alone, or love. Some animals, like dolphins and whales, have complex brains, though, and we don't understand what all their clicks and whistles mean. So, for all we know, they could be discussing things like fishing and the weather.
7.
What kind of language do people on other planets speak?
That's a good question. If there are people or beings on other planets, how will we communicate with them if we ever meet them? When NASA sent Voyager 1 and 2 into space in 1977, they put a golden disc with recorded sights and sounds from Earth on board. The disc also includes greetings in 55 different languages. It is still traveling through space.